You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 15th of April 2019, the beginning of a new week. And as it happens, there was also the beginning of a new season. It was Game of Thrones time yesterday. If the bulls and bears are fighting it out on the Lal Street, it is a whole bunch of animals fighting on Game of Thrones. And as it also happens, Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark, it was her birthday. It is her birthday today, so a very happy birthday to Arya Stark or Maisie Williams. And it also happens to be the day that Titanic sank. Will we see a sinking on the Lal Street or will we see an uprising? Just like on Game of Thrones. That's what we'll find out on a morning walk down the Lal Street. All that took place over the course of the last week and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you on this nifty little package we like to call a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices on a weekly basis closed in the red, which suggests heavy selling is visible at higher levels. Will it be a red wedding? We don't know. For the index to surpass its previous record high, it has to hold above 11,550 to 11,500 levels. For the last 10 trading sessions, Nifty has been consolidating in the range of 11,550 to 11,760. A break of this range would give the signal a fresh momentum in the market. Markets will react, of course, to the earnings of TCS and Infosys, as well as macro data, which were all released post-market hours on Friday. India's factory output, there was also some macro data that came out on Friday. India's factory output growth dropped to a 20-month low in February in a worrying sign for the country's growth prospects. Data released by the Statistics Office on Friday showed factory output at 0.1% in February against 1.4% in the previous month. India's retail inflation stood at 2.86% in March, higher than the previous month's 2.57% on account of increase in prices of food articles and fuel, but it is still below RBI comfort levels of 4%. Halting its three-day winning run, the rupee on Friday closed 25 paise lower at 69.17 against the American dollar as forex traders weighed rising crude oil prices. And on the institutional front, FIIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 897 crore rupees, while DIIs were net sellers as well for 15 crore rupees, according to provisional data. On a weekly basis, FIIs poured in more than 4,000 crore rupees in the last five trading sessions. And what is the big news I bring to you today? It is going to be, for a change, not election news. Earnings season has begun in earnest, and that is what the big news today is going to be. Two big large-cap stocks from the IT space declared their results for the quarter ended March post-market hours on Friday. Both TCS and Infosys, bellwether companies of the IT sector, reported better growth in dollar-denominated revenue for FY19 compared with the previous fiscal. Infosys reported a 7.9% growth compared with 7.2% in FY18. TCS, the largest IT services company of the country, reported 9.6% growth in FY19, which was the highest in four fiscals. EBIT margin has taken a hit for both TCS and Infosys. EBIT margin shrank by 50 basis points sequentially to 25.1% for TCS, while Infosys reported 110 basis points drop in the margin at 21.4%. A strong order book of TCS took stock price higher on the Monday trading session against Infosys. Experts see a decline in Infosys stock price on Monday session because of poor guidance. So TCS is likely to go higher today and Infosys likely to go lower. Sher Khan of BNP Paribas has put a buy rating on TCS and Infosys with a target price of 2,400 for TCS and 840 rupees for Infosys, respectively. Time to look at the charts, not the astrological ones, but the nifty ones, and find out what the charts are telling us and what the technical view is looking like. Nifty has formed a small bearish candle on the weekly scale for the second week in a row. Weekly scale suggests that hurdles are also visible at the lifetime high of 11,761 zones. The index has been consolidating in the range of 11,550 to 11,760 from the last 11 trading sessions. It's been a bit of a tightrope walk. If we closed above 11,760, the likelihood of reaching 12,000 are quite high, but if we close below 11,550, there might be yet another consolidation phase, according to experts. It now requires a decisive hold of 11,550 zones to retest its lifetime high of 11,761 and then a fresh move towards 11,888, according to experts. India VIX, that is the volatility index, which is the panic button of the Lal Street, moved up sharply by 14.19% in the last week at 21 mark, which is the highest zone in the last 6 months. Based on all these observations, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,578, 11,657 and 11,761. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 11,800. Maximum put OI at 11,500 and 11,700. some stocks that have been in the news over the course of the past few days and some stocks we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. We start things off with, of course, TCS and Infosys, which will be in focus after they reported their results for the quarter ended March post-market hours on Friday. Metropolis Healthcare's 1,204 crore rupee initial public offer, that is IPO, was subscribed 5.79 times on the third day of the issue on Friday. The price band has been fixed in the range of 877 to 880 rupees a piece. That is 877 to 880. And finally, drug major Dr. Reddy's Laboratories on Saturday said it has acquired a portfolio of 42 abbreviated new drug applications, that is ANDAs, in the United States. The value of the total addressable market for these products in the US is around $645 million for the calendar year ending in December 2018. So TCS, Infosys, Metropolis Healthcare and Dr. Reddy's will be in the spotlight over the course of today. And to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to finance.com, that is numerical5nance.com, and this is what they've given us as ideas for buying or selling stocks. It's a mix of buys and sells, two buys and one sell. A quick look at them. ITC has a buy call, target of 321 rupees, a stop loss placed at 290, that is 290 rupees, for an upside of 5%. Kajaria Ceramics with a buy call as well, target of 647 rupees, stop loss placed at 595 rupees for an upside of 4%. And finally, Radico Khaitan has a sell call with a target of 347 rupees, stop loss 375 rupees for a downside of 3%. ITC and Kajaria Ceramics with buy calls and Radico Khaitan with a sell call from finance.com. That's pretty much all the crash course you need before heading into the markets today. We wish you a great day at the markets. May the stock market gods smile upon you. And to add to that, we have several podcasts lined up for you because it is election season. We have been preparing election explainers for you. What are the battleground states looking like? And who are the players making splashes there? How much do the Lok Sabha elections cost? What about crime in politics? And what kind of role have Facebook and WhatsApp played in this year's elections? All of these have been covered in several podcasts. So I do hope you will give it a listen whenever you have the time to. Until the next time you hear from me, which is going to be in the evening and during the course of the day, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.